Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for an exciting Firehouse session. This is Nikki Seven, and I'm very happy to be here with Jamie Harris, who will be performing this evening at the Orbit Room as part of the first annual Cosmic Songwriters Festival. Thank you so much for being here, Jamie.
Oh my gosh, thanks for having me. This is great. I love the Firehouse.
Thank you. We're thrilled to have you here. We are going to get a chance to talk with you, and we're going to talk about your newest album, Boomerang Town. We'll probably end up talking about more than that. And before we get to that, would you want to start us out with a song?
Sure, I'll play one for you. This one's called Missing Someone. Here we go.
Finally calling back all my friends. They've been wondering where I've been. I went off the deep end. This time it was a good swim. I've been running around with someone. Never thought I'd be this fun again. Well, I never would have thought it had you told me that we would come together quite like we have. Kind of reads like Kerouac, crossing country, then going back. Back to New York to figure it out. Back to the place I loved you right out. Well, work's piled up, dishes ain't done. I've been stuck on telephone. Ain't been sleeping in my bed. And I'm looking up all the time. Is that you circling around? When are you coming down? When'll I see your face again? When'll I get to have that skin I'm craving? Well, work's piled up, dishes ain't done. I've been stuck on telephone. Ain't been sleeping in my bed. I'd rather be in yours instead. Guess I've come a little undone. Hey, I'm just missing someone. And we tried counting down the days, but our hearts couldn't take the pain. Ain't never been so hard, living this way. When I finally get to getting to you, babe, I'm gonna stay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, work's piled up, dishes ain't done. I've been stuck on telephone. Ain't been sleeping in my bed. I'd rather be in yours instead. Guess I've
Thank you so much.
Love that. Love that. This is Nikki Seven, and you are tuned in to WFHB for a live Firehouse session with Jamie Harris. All right. We just heard Missing Someone off of Boomerang Town. That was released on February 17th of this year. It's a collection of 10 songs that I would describe as deeply personal.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird paradox I've found out. Songwriting, like the more deeply personal you get, or the more specific you get, I guess, the more universal it becomes.
That is very interesting, isn't
that
isn't
a
it?
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah. And I know what you're saying. So many of your songs certainly resonated with me, and I know that they resonate to a lot with a lot of people. You started work on this album in 2016, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. The way I work is I don't know. I'm a slow writer, and I do still believe in the art form of a record. I love putting on a record that makes sense to listen to from beginning to end. I love the artwork that corresponds with it, like having a whole experience around it. And so for me, I wasn't really aware that I was writing for this record in 2016. But what started happening was that I started writing a lot of songs about kind of just what was going on in my life and the life of those around me. And there was a tremendous amount of grief. I was living in Austin at the time, and we had several of our friends in the music community pass away to cancer, car wrecks, just unfortunate stuff, and some suicides as well. And so that's what I started writing about. But this thing was happening where I didn't really have the life experience to finish these songs that I'd started. So when we ended up in the lockdown of the pandemic, and we were under this kind of global cloud of grief, I found myself revisiting those songs and deepening them and bringing them over the finish line.
Wow. So something that I'm struck by is the songs that are, like I said, are like deeply personal, intimate songs. And your desire to get out of the way mm-hmm. of the song. And so can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it's been my experience that if I really try to like force my will on a song, like you're going to be about this, then I make the song smaller than it's capable of being. So it's a little woo-woo, I guess. But if I like, I have this, I think a song is a conversation. I don't know what it is, but something that I'm tapped into that's kind of guiding me. For example, there's like one of the songs on the record, the title track, Boomerang Town. I tried to write that song from so many different perspectives. I tried from my own perspective, the perspective of someone that's returned home from the war in the Middle East. I tried a waitress at the diner in Crawford. And the best way I found to tell the story of where I grew up was from behind the eyes of a 17-year-old boy that works at Walmart. Mm. You know, so I think if I had tried to say, I'm going to tell this story, me, Jamie Harris, the narrator, you know, even if I am the narrator, this is the thing about songwriting that I think is so powerful is we are writers. We have this power to create narrators. So even if I'm the narrator in the song, it's me 3 minutes ago, it's me 10 years ago, it's me 20 years ago. And I think that's like what gives us just enough distance to have enough power to write the ending. And that's where I think a lot of the healing power of songwriting comes from, is that just how empowering that is to write the ending.
Mm-hmm. And letting people have their way with the song.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like reading a great book and you start visualizing exactly what the characters look like, what they wear, what they're listening to in their car.
Right.
You know, we insert ourselves into these stories and create our own meaning. It's so powerful. I'm obsessed with this art form. I'm just so lucky to be doing this as my job. It's unreal.
Well, we're glad you're doing it because you're putting out amazing work and reaching so many people. And I think that your songs are like a conduit for folks to feel connected, to feel like they're a part of something, and certainly with huge topics,
yeah,
where that oftentimes are extremely isolating.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not everyone. Well, that's another thing about songs that's so cool. Like, although I do have this thing where I'm very socially awkward in the way that if somebody asks me how I'm doing, even if they're a stranger, I'll probably give them the real answer. And that's not really the best strategy in you know, any situation, social situations with strangers, but or even
just
people
say
you
you're
know sometimes.
Fine and move on. Right.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, why can't I do? But that's like the incredible thing. Like we in our lives, we go about having, you know, cocktail party conversations. But in songs, we get to tell our secrets and we get to say, this is the tough stuff. Like, how are you doing? Everything's fine. No, really, actually, you know, really struggling with the death of my grandfather and my family's ravaged with addiction and there's suicide and I feel myself on the edge. It's like, if you tell that to somebody verbally, a lot of times they're just going to slowly back away out of the room and put the keys in the car and drive as far away from you as they can get. But with the song, for some reason, we allow this door to open up and empathy can be created. It's where we have conversations we can't in other ways.
Well, I still think it takes a lot of vulnerability to put that out there, and so thank you.
Oh well, I feel really fortunate to do this. I mean, I feel like also there's something about maybe it's vulnerable, but another way it feels like what keeps me engaged in the world, and it feels like I kind of have to do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it gets the stuff out of me and allows it to be useful. Alchemy. That's what song. songwriting in this way is. It's alchemy.
That's wonderful.
Takes terrible stuff, makes it useful for others. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Would you want to do another song for us?
Sure. Should I play Boomerang Town since I mentioned it? Maybe I'll.
Yeah, the title track from your album, and we talked briefly about this song, and so let's hear it, and then we can maybe chat a little bit more.
You got it. All right.
Thank you.
I was working at the supermarket when I fell for Julie, knocked her up. Like everybody said I would. The day I turned 16, I got that job. Couldn't wait to buy a car, save enough. Leave this town for good. In August, I asked Julie if she'd run away. She said she wanted to wait till May to graduate. She'd be the first in her family, so I stayed behind. Thought she could get a scholarship to college, become a nurse, travel the world. But all that took a back seat when we saw those double lines. As for me, the only dream I've ever had is getting of this boomerang town. You think you're soaring, you think you're flying. Too young to know there's no use trying. You spin in circles, round and around in this boomerang town. It's a boomerang town. Julie got a GED and a job of 35. The only joint in town that's open all night. The diner next to the seminary. She serves the truckers, the troubadours, the punks, the college kids who trash their booths, all stoned and drunk, who always pay but never tip with daddy's money. Heavy drinkers, quick to angers, fist to skin. They all live and die here. That won't be us, I swore to her. I promise you we'll see. For me, the only dream I've ever had is getting out of this boomerang town. You think you're soaring, you think you're flying. Too young to know there's no use trying. You spin in circles round. In this boomerang town, it's a boomerang town. After shift, she lights a smoke upon the bridge under the billboard painted Jesus lives. Julie steps over the rail, thinks about salvation. The sun arrives and collides with the steeple, cast a shadow over God's most desperate people. Julie takes it as a sign. Let's go and start flying. As for me, the only dream I've ever had is getting out of this boomerang town. It feels like soaring, it feels like flying. Now I know it's only dying. You spin in circles, round. In this boomerang town.
Nice. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
This is Nikki Seven, and you're listening to Jamie Harris live from the WFHB Firehouse. You are here for the first ever Cosmic Songwriters Festival. What made you want to get involved with something that is seemingly different from other stops on your current tour?
Well, I like to be the first. I like to be a part of the story. That's cool. No, I could be totally wrong about this, but I'm just going to start mythologizing now because I like that, and men can do it, right? So we can do it, right?
That's
okay,
right.
So I think that I was discovered by the Cosmic Folks not through music, but through pinball. And if that isn't true, I don't want to know what the truth is, because to me, that is like the coolest thing that has ever happened.
So are you a pinball wizard?
I'm not really a wizard. The thing, I'm not great at it, but I love it so much. I don't know what it is. I think when I was a kid, my parents had me quite young. They had me when they were barely 20. And my dad put himself through college and through law school by playing in cover bands. So I would hang out at the bars in Texas. You know, if your parent is technically there, you can be there. And so I would, you know, play pinball. And then when I got older, I grew up in the 90s and I hated roller skating. I just sucked at it always. And so I would play skee ball or pinball at the roller rink instead of skating, you know, if I was there. So I just love it. And I love, like, to me, pinball machines are kind of like guitars. So like you could grab a guitar that was built on the same day as my guitar, 20 minutes after it came off the line. But depending on like where, who's taking care of it, where it's located, you know, what's the humidity like that changes the vibe of the guitar. And pinball machines are similar. You know, how well has it been taken care of? Is the floor flat or is it kind of slanted? Is it too close to the next machine that you can't really move it? And so I love the challenge of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I look for it on the road. I don't drink. I've been sober for a little over 9 years. And so after the show, a lot of folks will go out and drink to kind of burn off the adrenaline, and
sure,
I'll just find the nearest pinball machine and hang out there with a laundromat or a pinball arcade, whatever it is, after
well,
the show.
We've got pinball machines here, so we're going to take good care of you, all right? Not here at the station, understand that, but yeah. We'll get you set up here.
Really excited. And what an incredible, can I just say congratulations for an unbelievable lineup for it being the first ever of a festival.
It's awesome.
My gosh, that's super exciting.
Well, we are thrilled that you are part of that lineup and that you're here with us doing a Firehouse session. We really appreciate it. Do we have time for another song? Okay,
all right,
yeah.
Wait. Did you say a little one? I can play a short one. Okay, great. I'll play a short one. This one actually isn't on the record, but I've been having a lot of fun with it. I did this crazy thing where I spent a month in Florida and I went to a different town every 2 to 3 days. And I started in the Panhandle, and then I spent a month driving down to Key West, went to a different town every 2 to 3 days, collected stories, and wrote and recorded a song in each town. And this is a song I wrote by passing a tattoo shop called Tattoo Zoo. So here we go.
Mm-hmm. Those college boys in the corner are each waiting their turn for a symbol they think will bind them for eternity. But it means so much more to the young man on scholarship who never has fit in or belonged to anything. That father on the table is getting the tattoo of a bluebird. It reminds him of his daughter and a song she loves to sing. He's feeling much more hopeful now that she is sober. He is so proud of her and he wants the world to see. To the casual eye, it might look like a big Mustang on a Friday night. But step up to the window and look through. You might see somebody with a story just like you in the tattoo zoo. On the couch, came up here for the weekend from Jackson to spread her mama's ashes on the beach. They never could agree on much except for Dolly Parton, and that's why she's in there waiting for a heart that says Jolene. To the casual eye, it might look like a big Mustang on a Friday night. Or step up to the window and look through. You might see somebody with a story just like you in the tattoo zoo. To the casual eye, it might look like a big Mustang on a Friday night. Step up to the window, look through. Might see somebody with a story just like you in the tattoo zoo. Ooh.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Jamie Harris, you are a wonderful singer, songwriter, guitar player. You know,
perhaps one day a competitive pinball player.
Exactly. Yes. How can listeners, how can folks find your music, touring information, keep up with you?
Yeah, pretty much. My name is spelled a little bit weird. So it's J-A-I-M-E-E, harris.com. You can pretty much find everything about me there. And if you can't remember, it's like how Amy Mann spells her name, just with a J in front of it.
Perfect.
Yeah. So all I'm, right. You know, I'm on all the socials with my weird spelled name and out there sharing pinball machines and other stuff. And yeah, and good food and coffee that I find on the road. So
happy. That's awesome. Thank you
connected.
So much for joining us. This has been so much fun. Jamie Harris is playing this evening at the Orbit Room in Bloomington for the first annual Cosmic Songwriters Festival. The show starts at 7. This is Nikki Seven, and I'd like to give many thanks to our Firehouse Session coordinating producer, Abby Neruzzi, yes. Music director, Christine Brackenhoff, engineer, Alyssa Gray, general manager, Jar Turner, and to all of you out there listening and for tuning in to WFHB. Thank you, Mr. C. Taking it back over to you in the air room.